Probably not quite as crisp in some ways as we've been. You know, I think sometimes practice before the spring game is always, you got to grind through it a little bit. I wasn't really completely happy with the way we did it today. You know, thought we were good most places, but thought some guys had some subpar practices. So we got to do a better job Saturday when we get out here competing and finishing some things. I was a little disappointed in just some individuals today, but I thought collectively I thought it was okay.
Your receivers made some big plays today. Is that a culmination of the spring? Or?
Yeah, no, I think that's what those guys are supposed to do. I mean, that's the, you know, I think Colby's given them opportunities to make plays, and I think that's the thing is, you know, when the ball's thrown to the right spot, those guys have got to do a good job of making the play. And, you know, we've come a long way to, you know, doing that, and we've gotten better doing it. We've just got to do it more consistently. And you know, we've got some guys that do it. You know, Quentin's done a good job most of the spring. Miles has gotten better at it. You know, DJ Banks has showed some flashes. Jakari's gotten better. You know, he's just got to be more consistent. And, you know, DJ St. Julian showed some flashes, but he's got to be more consistent as well. So, you know, we've got some guys doing some good things. You know, John Greenwald was out there today. That was good to see him back out there running around and feeding a little bit. He's not full speed, but he needs those practices to, you know, to get better and improve. But it's good to see him back out.
And you'll come up with a scoring system for Saturday?
Oh, yeah, but not a good one. Anybody got any suggestions, let us know. You know, everybody in the country's got modified scoring systems now stink, and ours will stink probably as much as anybody else's. But really, that's you know, you have to do it in the spring to a degree. You know, we could probably split up teams. I think we've got enough depth to do it. But then, you know, you put a product out there that's probably, you know, not what you want. So, you know, so I think it's better to keep the units together, you know, get some competition where they're cohesive units and working well together and, you know, no glaring weaknesses. And so that's the way we'll do it. But like I said, it's going to be far from perfect.
How have you felt about the quarterbacks, particularly Zach, the last week?
You know, Zach's been good. You know, today I thought he was okay. I didn't think it was his best day. But he's, you know, in the last week and a half, he's gotten a lot better. I mean, you know, he sees an opportunity to play. That's the biggest thing. You know, those guys see opportunities to play. They're more encouraged to come out and compete at a higher level. And you know, he's done that.
It's probably a pretty obvious answer. But what are, you know, what's the biggest thing that you want to see from the spring game, from the guys getting out there in front of everybody?
Well, just be sharp. You know, take care of the football offensively. Tackle well on defense. You know, no penalties. You know, limit our penalties. I think that's something that you know, always needs work in the spring. Guys get started getting a little sloppy at times, a little lazy, and that's when you have penalties with guys get tired and get a little lazy with their technique. And so we got to do a good job of not doing that. You know, run to the football and play hard and compete against each other and, you know, just improve. The biggest thing is I want us to be better at the end of the game on Saturday than we were before.
Is it challenging to keep a player's focus in the spring game if it's the last spring session? There's nothing else after it.
Well, you hope not. You hope it's the last chance, you know, for them to compete out here, you know, on the field with pads on, really until September. So it's, you know, it's I think it's a big deal. And, you know, so they can come out and compete. You know, that's the thing you want to see is guys fighting and playing hard and, you know, and carrying things over that they learned in the spring to a game situation. You know, I've been really pleased. When you go back and look at the whole thing, I've been very pleased. You know, I've seen tremendous improvement. You know, really at the quarterback position, Colby's a different guy than he was before spring started. You know, we developed depth on our offensive line, which I thought was really important for us to do. You know, we've had some defensive players step up. I think the linebacking core has been probably a little further ahead than I thought they would be. You know, I've seen some guys compete at the corner spot. I think Dave Clark has had a great spring. Probably, you go back and look at tape, I'm not sure he hadn't had as good a spring as anybody we've got. So it's been good. You know, Kendrick James is another guy I thought has had a great spring. RK is a different guy than he was. So we've got guys stepping up. Shaquille Lucas is another one that comes to mind. Bryce Nickham has been solid. Joe Johnson has been solid. Rufus has been good. So all those guys have gotten better and improved. Just got to get some guys off of some of those injuries that we had, you know, some shoulder surgeries and some of the some of the knee injuries and that type of thing and get those guys back and get them competing and get them back in the weight room. And you really do a good job of taking advantage of the next 6 weeks we've got before the end of spring, or the end of the spring quarter, and before summer workouts.
Seems like building depth beyond the first team has been kind of a theme this spring. How vital is that going to play?
It's been big. You know, the good thing is we feel like we've got pretty good depth in most of the spots. We still need that wide receiver spot to come on. We feel pretty good about some guys, but they just got to continue to get better. David Bruce kind of been in and out of the lineup. He's been banged up a little bit. And again, Jack Greenwald's been injured most of the spring. So, I don't feel as good about that position as I do some of the others. Maiden Lee's been a real pleasant surprise as an H spot. So we've done some good things. Tevin King is a guy that has showed flashes at times. Being as good as he can be. He's just got to be more consistent. He's put the ball on the ground a couple of times here recently. He's got to learn not to do that. But it's been good. I think our depth is starting to show up a little bit more than it has in the past.
All right, thank you. Okay.